Delta Airlines and its pilots announced a tentative agreement today, and the company hopes it will become a less tentative agreement in the days to come, allowing it to avoid a potentially crippling strike. Delta has been in bankruptcy since September. It's seeking substantial pay and benefit cuts from its pilots. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Delta and its pilots faced a Saturday deadline, but the two sides surprised everyone by reaching the tentative agreement a day early. Neither side was revealing details, though in a taped message to employees, Delta President Gerald Grinstein thanked the airline's workers while acknowledging that challenges remain.
The changes are impacting Delta people at every level of our organization. We are not pursuing a quick fix, band-aid approach that can sustain Delta during the downturns of this toughest of industries.
Grinstein described today's development as an important and crucial piece of the airline's restructuring puzzle, which he said should allow Delta to emerge from Chapter 11 bankruptcy sometime next year. However, the proposed deal doesn't mean the airline is out of the woods. Union leaders still must sign off on the agreement and present it to rank-and-file pilots. Pilots had threatened to walk off the job as early as next Tuesday if the airline went ahead with a plan to void the current contract. Though Philip Bagley, an analyst at S&P, says nobody wanted that.
I would expect that to some extent both sides blinked because neither one wanted the arbitrators to have to rule on it, and for that matter, neither did the arbitrators themselves.
That opinion is seconded by other airline industry analysts who say a strike by pilots probably would have killed the airline. Ray Neidel is among those who are skeptical pilots would actually have made good on their strike threat.
What pilots say and what they do are two entirely different things. I think the pilots are smarter to realize that if they struck, they would have nothing, including no pensions.
The airline was demanding an additional 18% wage cut from pilots, along with other changes to the contract. That worked out to more than $300 million in annual savings for the airline. The pilots' union was offering around $140 million a year. Kit Darby is a pilot and also runs a website for pilots, Jet Jobs. He says ultimately what the pilots are deciding is whether to allow the airline to keep flying.
Pilots' lives have been dramatically affected. Many have taken pay cuts that will equal 50-60%. The real question is, do you continue on and live to fight another day, or do you make this a sticking point going forward?
Pilots aren't expected to get details of the deal until sometime next week. David Stempler is president of the Air Travelers Association. He says no matter what the leadership recommends, there's no guarantee pilots will go along.
Well, we've dodged a major bullet by the pilots, but I don't think it's necessarily the last of the bullets. This contract has to be ratified by the pilots, and we have seen some of these tentative agreements not ratified by employee groups.
Still, travelers holding Delta tickets for flights in the next few days are doubtless breathing a sigh of relief today. In a statement, Delta said passengers can now book flights with confidence there will be no disruption of service. Representatives of the union promised only to review next week what's been worked out so far, saying they will not hurry in deciding whether to present the plan to the airline's nearly 6,000 pilots. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.